Blog Talk Radio.
It's overtime, baby!
I say I'm gone, I'm coming, I'm through it. Yeah, I'm gone, I'm coming, I'm through it. I say I'm gone, I'm coming. My dream, catch me floating out of space, take a piss on Saturn, never bad, I pull a little, miss the baddest on the scene, got a dancing real freaky off a cup of jelly beans, I'ma make that pussy lean, bust it open, bring it back, she looks back at me, holla, daddy, where you at, I got racks on racks on racks, soda bottles pouring all night, I'm golfing in my system, so you know I'm going all night, I'm lost, I'm gone, I'm twisted, zooed, insane, and geeked, I'm glued. Anybody hating, middle fingers calling you. Popping bottles with my crew, got the VIP turned up. Heater on my lap, please don't get this bitch burnt up. He's sleeping on the map, that's the city where I'm from. Got everybody getting zooted, whole city going dumb.
Overdrive movement, baby got good brain, but I swear she gone stupid. Mojo dripping off me when I walk up in the party. I just step up in the club like I'm fresh from Kalahari. Shorty got some body, she dancing like she naughty. She talking like she freaky, she must be overdriving. I be on that Moe, balling like Kobe. Bitch say she love me, and she don't even know me. I'm zooted, it's deeper than music. Down on my team and get your face proud of booty. Bud wrapped up in my sister purple like that dirty Sprite. If you hide in a kite, I'm a fucking satellite. Got 100 bitches, I'ma need 100 condoms. She be double from the liquor, she gon' think that we monotonous.
What's up, everybody? This your boy, Max, man. You know, this motherfucker chilling. You know what I'm saying? How's everything, man? We trying to get it all good. You know what I'm saying? It's a process sometimes. You know what I mean? So what's up? 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it do. Y'all can call in and holler at us right now. We're just world's cool. We have just a little bit on the technical side. We'll get together in a minute. So what's up with y'all out there? Huh? Y'all cool? That's what happens sometimes, man. Motherfucker just want to go south. Look at that. Spinning right now. Oh, no. I'm going to try to get this shit popping again. One more game, okay, we back. See, this other one is still, like, slipping on me and shit. So y'all know the dude, the number to call in is 323. I'm sorry, that's the old damn numbers. Ooh, I'm about to go crazy. 646-478-0944, it's your boy, Mac the Image Man. We here on the Hood Tunes Radio Block on the Friday night. 8 to 10 p.m., that's right, we're here for ya. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to keep that shit popping, man, without all that extra bullshit gone. Y'all heard Zooted in the beginning, man, and that's what it is. So, we're going to keep that shit back and keep it all it is. Natural Born Bosses, man, all of that. You know it. Now, let's see how long you're going to spend this time for you. Want to play the motherfucking song. See what I'm saying about technology? Whatever. Let's see how far it's going to go before it let me kick in. Yeah. I already know about all that. We got to go through the whole process. All right. We're going to try it again. Look at that.
Yeah, we about to party hard, people.
We about to party.
You need to throw your hands in the air when you hear this. Just party with the boys. Poetry fans.
Yes, sir.
Have to party. Marble rays. We in this building.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hey.
We in the club, sink club. Watching lights flash. I'm headed to the bar like a 50-yard dance. I'm about to get a drink. It's only instinct that with a little liquor, everything is insane. You might as well say, I'm looking pretty flat. They check it for the kid. Yeah, he the big guy. He headed for the stage. He rapping Primal Rage. He about to make the crowd jump like they was in his way. The party beating hard and everybody moving. Even people on the wall, you can see him grooving. Now pay attention to the beat, can you rock that? And pay attention to the groove, can you stop that? Now this another club banger, can you top that? If you ain't rocking with the kids, you need to drop back. You need to take a lesson in how to rock a stage. First lesson free, next lesson you gotta pay. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We bout to lead the party, go to the after party. Grab a couple chicks, make them act naughty. Move through the crowd, exit stage right. Hit the liquor store, I ain't drank all night. The after party crowded, you can barely move. Let's take it outside, they got plenty room. DJ spin the track, let's bring this party back. See, this the after party, ain't no party after that. Let's turn the music up, and bring the hate down. If you got a bottle, pass a drink around. If you smoke trees, then go light it up. I hope you came to party, cause we party tough. I got smoke screen, brought the problem too. I see elementals, he know what to do. The beat is off the chain, the roof you did your thing. I'm about to go and party, let the chorus do its thing. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over, you think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over, you think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back.
You better back that motherfucker up, and I lean back it up literally. You know what I'm saying?
Well, damn. This shit came in quick. I'm fucking surprised. It's your boy, E. Max, the Image Man. 323-4437. Gee, that's that old number again. I know. I'm going to have to call in and see what I can't do. 646-47809. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get all the shit together, run around back and forth, man. And we tried to get a certain track to play, but of course it's a busy night, I guess, man. So we're going to do that shit again. And we're going to try it. I see it's already blasted out. So let's see what we can do this time with the Natural Born Bosses. All of that. Which is great.
Taking long. born bosses.
Hey, most people one nighted, you hyped and excited to wife it.
What?
Nothing wrong if you like it, but don't act like it's surprising. When you find all your homies piping, she done came over.
Game over,
your homies already ran a train on her. They think you a sucker, you squeeze and hug her like you love her. They tell you they stuck her, you stuck on her being your lover.
Damn.
See, you must really love her, cause she got you with. She borrow your whip and suck off other niggas in your shit. I try to tell you, man, but she got you gas. She jump in the bushes every time her pimp be driving past. She be like, why you ducking? She be like, oh, it's nothing. Who you just got out the car with? She be like, that's my cousin. But you take pride in cuffing some bird who be slutting. She give it up to anybody for about little to nothing. See, shorty got a rep, but you ain't even trying to hear it till you playing slow music crying because she done hurt your feelings. Now ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. Now ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody.
The whole town know it, and you probably don't wanna.
Oh. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody.
The whole town know it, and you probably don't wanna.
Hey, y'all, she go hard. She do the whole squad. You be the only sucker. Like, man, I love that bra. You wait for her to call. Dog, she too busy. You over there pissed. Like, man, I know she missed me. Why she ain't called yet? Is it another? Is it the mailman? Is it one of my brothers? I know my cousin stuck her. Her and my uncle did it. I know my nigga E. His dog hit it. But she was younger then. Now she's different. That's what you thought till you found out your nephew was hitting. Dog, my dentist hit it. The store cop stuck. Even the one old guy to drive the ice cream truck. You slipping on your pippin', need to get a grip, sonny. So next time you gotta ask your friends what's so funny. Homie, just know it's okay to have fun. But if she hit everybody, you know she probably ain't the one. Now ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. Now ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody.
The whole town know it, and you probably don't wanna.
Now ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody. No, it ain't just you, homie. She fucking everybody.
Hey, y'all know what to do. Sitting up in here, man, it's good. Oh, nice, Kush. We on a good Kush, and I got all yeah. We on some hood tunes radio, y'all. We don't give a fuck what you're doing, y'all. So get you your own alcohol, your own long as you keep living. Hey, y'all know I'm from the ghetto, man. I'm just tripping. It's your boy, Mac the Image Man, the coolest host in the motherfucking world. That's all. You sitting in the house with Squeak, Andy B, up here in Cleveland, Ohio, man. Soaking it the most. I know y'all be tripping on me sometimes and shit, but that's okay. But I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? My name is. On the motherfucking map. That was my nigga. Nobody Rebel. She fucking everybody, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to get y'all motherfucking shit together, man. Don't forget April the 6th, the hip-hop workshop with Al Porter Jr. is coming in and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be there 2 to 6 down at Cleveland State. So y'all can go down there. Get in touch with Al Porter, first of all. You can catch him on Facebook, or you can just call straight to his phone number, 216-704-5036. And he can get you all that info about being on the workshop. I get stupid sometimes. I can't help it. Yeah, y'all can get on that. And y'all know it's the festival season coming up, so y'all better get ready. Hey, y'all clean shit together. Because if you can get on at the workshop, you definitely could get on, you know what I'm saying, at the at some of the festivals that are getting ready to start popping up all around the city. Because really, they be mainly looking for people to do, like, clean music and shit of that sort and things of those natures. Do you understand me? Right? Yeah, I kind of got to figure it out why I was having technical difficulties, okay? So we're going to leave that alone and just keep it moving. Right now, what y'all motherfuckers going to do is we finna put y'all on right now with my dog, Akaius, Shiny Things, Hilton's Radio.
It's your boy, Riff.
Don't be blinded by all the lights and dreams, the nights and dreams and shiny things.
It can get you fast.
Jewels and all the fancy clothes and fancy shoes and clothes.
I see it all the time.
It will all look like glamour.
And it catch you quick.
But don't fall if you
let them know, my nigga. Nah, I know.
Boy, this the game, ain't enough. I'm still surprised I got here without no help from luck. Got involved with some ducks, lost a couple bucks. Never know who you can trust, but that's all the time. Hard to keep my life in line with all these crooked cops. They hit the block like they ain't never seen the youngster need it. I put this shit on my life. I might be wrong, but I'm right. You gotta know what it's like. This ain't the perfect picture. Rolling like it was stolen on my birthday. You're thinking of the days when I went for days. But it can't be the same, because the same ain't what it was. It was fun, why laugh to get past it? Round two, around you, they gon' lose it all. I truly fog, I hate is waiting on the fall. But that won't happen no time soon. I'm out here playing with you bitches, why you playing
with
me?
Don't be
food?
Blinded by all the lights and dreams, the nights and dreams, the shiny things.
The things get you.
The jewels and all.
Famous, something like losing your life for nothing. Your repercussion ended up in other people's discussions. Seeming like they're not in front and see me, bitch, I never was. And lost my mind with something endless, weed and evilness corrupted. Seemed to me you lost a fortune, but I'm always into something. Writing, fighting, fucking cussing. Really, I don't need disruption. So me smoking calms me down. Drinking always got me jumping hoes. Always want a party, I'm just chilling, gotta grow up. Focus on my music, you can tell that I'm a smoker. So I roll another one, I body it like I'm a soldier. This love is ecstasy, your boy can feel it when I'm sober. I'm killing everything from November to October. I'm killing everything from November to October.
I'm killing everything from November to October.
Yeah, what up, Kai? We got this. I'm killing everything from November to October.
Don't be blinded by all the lights and dreams.
That's right.
Come on,
y'all work. Value two.
The jewels and all the fancy clothes, the fancy shoes.
Yeah, we got you right.
It will all look like glamour.
I know they hook.
But don't fall if you can't handle.
club just on my nigga. No, no, we geeked up in the club with Griffin, do the jelly roll. Bands falling on the floor, we knocking niggas hoes. Don't trust nobody, cause it's hard to tell who's friends or foes. Don't trust who's boys no more. Heard you boys mention for show. I ain't an actor, it's your real. I mean it for the show. You gon' be rich or poor, just take off and it's a go. Make sure you stack it up if you don't want your bread to fold.
Every bitch and youngin' wantin' money, cause it's close.
Down the road, and we gon' run them bands up.
can't even push it down, but 646-478-0944. I got one for y'all, man. Motherfucker come with me knocking on your door to open the door and smell. I'm like, damn, what's that smell, man? That's that Obama nigga. Some good kind of machine, but. Oh, my God. That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, Obama smell good. Damn, motherfucker. That's money, cars, and some clothes. Natural born boxers, man. And right before that, we had a double play of my dog, Akaius, you know what I'm saying? Social network lover, you know what I'm saying? Right behind China Things. So y'all know what to do, man. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? It's a good cuisine of the whole episode. You know what I'm saying? So we doing what we do, man. And everybody cool. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to know that we on the mobile run. So hit us up. And we'll be to broadcast where you are. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere in Cleveland area, anything outside of that, y'all might have to cash for a ticket. You know what I'm saying? And book us for a show. We'll come to your city. You know what I'm saying? As long as we got somewhere to sleep, as long as we got something to eat. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't worrying about, you know, putting little chips in the nigga's pocket. You can throw a couple strippers in there if you want to. That'll work. You know what I'm saying? It's coming to your town, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. For me. For me, all right? Make sure they say E-Max, okay? Because we ain't trying to break up no marriage. My people is married, you know what I'm saying? So, ladies, y'all can look. You can't even tell. Yeah, I ain't said it. I'm telling them to leave you alone, okay? Even if you go to Vegas. Leave him alone, okay? Because I my best friend, I ain't laughing at his ass either. When we was in Vegas, I was playing pool, and when I turned around, he was at the blackjack table, and they said he went to Bangkok. I got a hangover. I wanted to shit yesterday. Where am I hanging at? I told you good cushion of the hole. So, you know what's up, man. We have fun out here on the Friday night. It's something like a damn Saturday and shit, you know? If I should have a fight, but it ain't. It's a precursor to the holiday. I ain't even going to start it. I'm on some music shit tonight. I'm not even going to say it, but y'all motherfuckers, have fun at your Easter egg hunt. That's all I'm going to say. I'll say nothing else, okay? I know y'all heard me going off the other night, and I appreciate y'all listening and all the phone calls I got after the motherfucking show. Ain't that bitch? Not during the show. After the show. So I appreciate that still, though, man. You know, so y'all just know how I get. So, this is what's up, man. I want y'all to keep on riding with us and shit. We got something cool coming up. This song is called Miss Mary. It's by Pyro from the Dying Breed Click, Cleveland, Ohio. That's who's radio.
Yeah. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. My night is young, she called me baby. That shit so crazy, so crazy. I don't even know her, I asked her what's her name. She said daddy hit that shit, so I called her Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane, Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane got me feeling so insane. Miss Mary Jane, Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane got me feeling so insane. She said, baby, relax, take a inhale. I never felt this way, it's on another scale. The room's spinning, I can't feel my face. I don't know what I'm hitting, but I think this shit is late. I'm vibing out, digging the scene. Feel like a Power Ranger, the color green. She said, hit that shit one time. Two times, I bet you feeling fine. My night is young, she
She call me baby. That shit so crazy. So crazy. I don't even know her. I asked her what's her name. She said daddy hit that shit. So I call her Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Got me feeling so insane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Got me feeling so insane. My night is young. She call me baby. That shit so crazy. So crazy. I don't even know her. I asked her what's her name. She said daddy hit that shit. So I call her Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Got me feeling so insane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane got me feeling so insane. She said hop aboard, now we're spacing out. I say hell yeah, we took the higher route. Real shit, I fell in love with Mary Jane. I told you man, this shit is so insane. Damn man, tell me how she get me like that. I hit that shit 2 times and my eyes are back. We blazing up, yeah we getting high. We don't do when we fly by. My night is young. She call me baby. That shit so crazy. So crazy. I don't even know her. I asked her what's her name. She said daddy hit that shit. So I call her Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Got me feeling so insane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane got me feeling so insane. My night is young. She call me baby. That shit so crazy. So crazy. I don't even know her. I asked her what's her name. She said daddy hit that shit. So I call her Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane got me feeling so insane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane got me feeling so insane.
Yeah, that's a tight ass track right there, Pyro. From the Dying Breed Clique, you know what I'm saying? They down with East Side and Team Takeover over Drive. And new life, you know what I'm saying? So I see we got Royal Chi on the phone. You got 216-704. What it do, Al?
Man, they been Dying Breed. They been killing spitboxers for a couple of weeks, man. The oldest member, 18, and the others, they just came across so much more professional.
Yeah.
They got lyrics, they got flow, they got a couple of different managers handling different parts of the business. Fan club, major show coming up, I believe on the 11th. So it's very interesting.
Right. And I got a chance to sit down and talk with him on the 101, man. You know what I'm saying? That was cool in the gang. That was cool in the gang on a Wednesday night at that.
Members of the Williams family came out for the 4-month remembrance on the 29th. And then, of course, since it has something to do with the music activism news, Al Porter Man in the Streets, I guess it'll be DJ's pick of what music they displayed in between, because we'll be out there live 7 o'clock. We got a special treat going on downtown this coming Monday, 7 p.m., free stamp, East 6th and Lakeside, right outside of City Hall. By the time 8 o'clock starts, at 8 o'clock, we'll be on 15th and Lakeside at the FBI building. We're going after one of the highest monetary institutes in our area, because we're going to the FBI and demand that they go on and follow through alongside the Justice Department. Quit playing around. Take over the Cleveland Police Department. That's it. Just take it on over. And we'll be there live for 137 minutes. So in between, I'm going to just sit on out there, get comfortable, have a couple of folks call in live to the show, take a couple of phone calls, interviews in between music, talk about what it is that's going on, and of course I'm going to have to talk about the chaos and the mass confusion that started up with that redistricting, and that's all on Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And if people are wondering why I would mention it here, it's because you can catch it right here, Blog Talk Radio, same phone number for Hood Tunes Radio, same producer, my man Emax the Image, and that's from 9 to 10 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time.
You know this, and you know this, man. I'm glad you called in because, you know, I wanted to touch a little bit, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, how things went tonight. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get there. I was hoping that y'all was going to do it out there. I forgot that you said y'all was doing it downtown Monday. So I may be able to. I'm going to try to figure out how a way to work that out, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it would be wonderful to get some video footage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're going to see if we came back or not. We're going to see, because I know it's
right
in the park down there.
It is. But, well, the one good thing is, I'm not going to lie, people are asking me, well, I can pick you up now, get you down there around 6:30 or what have you. But my thing is this, by getting sometimes down there early enough for surveillance on certain things, I can look around and see what extra parking spaces are where around that area, even up and down from, because it's close to WKYC, Channel 3 News is right next door to the FBI building. So there's some little spots here and there that if somebody gets posted up good, we can start to do some work. So that will be one of my main reasons for going down there, is to try to figure out and help other folks and get that round robin going on, because we're going for the mass effect, man. So, you know, I look forward to that. Anything happening that you'd like to share with me? Because, you know, I'm in this business, too. And being in this business, I'm glad to be able to say I know somebody studies what's going on. So on that note, is there anything you can add about the music business this evening that people like myself should be made aware of?
All right, well, one thing that you already know, Al, is that you can't really have too much management, you know what I mean? And you got to make sure that your management has the artist or the group's best interest, because a lot of managers work for themselves. So you can always bet that they're always going to put it in to where they might just get, you know, a little bit more than what, you know, says some people, you know, don't even know that they get it. So you got to do your own research, figure out what the normal management percentages are. And even if you sign, you know, a deal with management on a local level, or if someone in your group acts as a manager, you should know beforehand, even electing this person as management, you know what I'm saying, what their duties and responsibilities are. Because one thing about it, most groups believe that they work for the manager, but it's actually the other way around. The manager works for the group. So the manager may have contacts and may be good at getting out there and doing this and doing that, but he's not doing work for himself. He's doing work for the group. And as long as the group knows that they end of the bargain when the manager's out there bragging and this and that and the other, then it will be solidified and y'all have a successful venture. So coupled with all the practices and the rehearsing and knowing your music, you know, knowing the duties and the percentages allotted to management and the different tiers of management, because you got role managers, you got business managers, you got stage managers. I mean, everybody got to have something. Your manager is supposed to get with a booking agent in another city, who gets with the, you know, stage managers in the event in the venues. All of that shit got to be, you know, so your road manager is part of that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They coordinate with your manager. You know what I'm saying? Who coordinates with the group? Okay, the road manager got, like, okay, for instance, I can take Corrupt All Around.
Okay.
Corrupt and Corrupt Chris get together, and they'll plot out, like, right now, Corrupt Chris, Brian, and a couple other groups, and they're down in Florida right now scouting out the best place to get their rooms. You know,
okay.
So when they get ready to go down there and do their little show, mm-hmm. then they'll have everything set up for them. And
wow.
So Chris is down there getting with other people from their little rock and roll ventures and this and that and the other that they're getting into. And I don't really want to get off into the names and everything because I ain't trying to
promote.
No, but it's the same thing like that. Chris goes out and do all the road work. And get with all the people that he contacted for, you know, specific, boom, boom, boom. They get, he gets down there, once everything's set up, he contacts the rep. We got this, got to be here at this time. This is for this and that and the other. And then, while everybody here is getting their stuff together to go down there, then he's contacting the venue management and the stage managers, knowing what got to be done, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. So, know what your manager's position is, what percentage they are allotted. Know
okay.
what the dues are for, because most managers are going to have dues from a group.
Mm.
Bus tickets, plane tickets, you know, shit like that that's going to need to be set aside for so that everybody ain't going to be scrambling around for no money at the last minute. Like, oh, man, yeah, I'm going to go. I got my ticket money. Then next week comes, it's time to go to Florida. Ain't nobody got no money.
Right.
Or part of that is for your manager. And your manager got to have a treasurer, a secretary, somebody that can handle the money. Just can't be
right.
the manager. The manager is supposed to handle the business. The money's supposed to be handled
right.
by some other way. So...
Gotcha.
Figure out what that percentage is based on what job he's doing, and you got to define it before you sign some type of contract. I think that's very important. So, that's pretty much all I got to say on that one, man. Because
all right.
we do have to know exactly, and just like a business, man, it ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to start a business, if you open up a business, your music is your business. So it's just like having a little CD shop on the corner. And people can come into your CD shop and buy your CDs. You know, just because you work in the cash register, you may not know nothing about paying all the bills and the assets and the liabilities.
Bam.
And the credit and the debits. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you hire somebody that knows that.
Thank
and
you. Okay. Okay.
And pay the insurance. But you have to make sure that they know that and that is the scope of their job. It has to be defined.
Huh.
So, you know, you may be the owner of the brand, but a manager is someone who does the footwork.
Okay.
Now, footwork can be a big, broad spectrum of things, but you have to narrow it down because the more things that manager does, you know what I'm saying, the more control they have. It's like, okay, we get paid to do a show, and your manager set up the payment and this and that and the other, but
mm-hmm.
your road manager is supposed to solidify the payments. Now, that goes to your secretary. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a group treasurer. You got to have a group secretary. So if you're going to do it right, you got to set it up like a business. Somebody got to be there to take the phone calls. Somebody got to be there to make sure that the road manager is in constant contact. The manager, if he always with you, especially if he's part of your group, how the hell is somebody going to always be able to contact him at any moment, at any time? He might be on the stage.
Right. I got you.
So you got to have offices. There are tiers in management. A manager just ain't somebody that set up shows. Believe it or not, that's a booking agent. That's part of management, too.
Right.
So if your slash booking agent, then he just might want more than that little 15% that they usually send out there. But you have to do your research, find a going rate for management right now according to the tier of operation. So it's a business agreement. It's nothing personal. So there we have it. Management.
Wow.
101.
Much respect on that, because, man, you said a lot right there, man. For all the ones who get out there and holler, I don't need no management. It's like, okay.
Okay. Let's say, for instance, you book a show and they want to pay you $5,000. If you rehearse it, okay,
right?
And if your road manager is getting with the people at the venue, the stage managers and the sound managers and all of this and all of that, and you preparing to make this trip to get so y'all can start rehearsing for the show.
Mm.
Right? Now, who, if your manager is part of the show, who's going to collect y'all's $5,000 for showing up?
Right.
Because what if the people that got the money ain't got time to wait for y'all to finish rehearsing? They just going to put the money in y'all dressing room?
Sure.
No. When a corporation goes out and they do a deal with another corporation and they all sitting down at the table and they going over the paperwork and doing the negotiations and they stand up and say, smooth, it's a good deal, solid. Everybody shake hands, and what do they say? My people contact your people.
Right.
If it's not that, it'll be somebody on their side of the table with computers ready to make their money transfers. Okay.
Right.
The money is in our account, and boom, y'all get ready to hit the stage. So now you got $5,000 in your account. Everybody get paid. Your secretary get paid. Your manager get paid. The group get paid. You know what I'm saying? Some out of y'all dues, all of that shit go right back into y'all dues. Because if you look at it like this, everybody got the money. Even though it's your product and it's your brand, without your stage manager, without your secretary, and without your manager. Because like I said, it all depends on what they do. Are you just a business manager? Are you the business manager / broker? Because the broker can negotiate the prices. What's the going rate for this? So, I got to ask whether or not we get paid or do we have to pay?
Right.
Somebody got to make that deal. So, the manager is a whole lot of steps. So, you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? We just call people our manager. This is our manager because they're the ones that make the phone calls and set up the shows. So, that don't make you no manager.
Right.
And that don't mean, because they damn sure don't want their percentage if you blow up. And I'm going to tell you another
thing. On that.
Be careful. Because one thing about it, record labels, and if you're trying to go out for a record deal, they will push to the side if they got to go through management. Guarantee you they will push you. You could be hot as fire. And if they like you, they'll contact you. But they don't want to know what is it going to take to get that management away from you. Because they in the record label's way. See, the record label don't need nobody to haggle for them in your defense. They already got that shit set up. So would it be in their best interest for you not to have a manager? Because that'll be somebody in their way. So they'll pay that manager a nice hefty fine fee to go ahead on and start working on the new artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. Because they in it for the money anyway. It's a million people out here need management, and especially if they finally, they get a name. You get a record deal, they get a name for helping you and managing your career until you got that deal with, say, something. You know what I'm saying? So now take some of that money they made off you and set up a whole another group. You know what I'm saying? Or a couple of them. And they'll keep on making money because now they got a connection. Now they can say, hey, I brought you them. Listen to this one. If You know what I'm saying? So, boom, 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 it's a continuous thing as long as that manager continues to go through that connection that he made with that record label with that first group.
Huh.
So, when that first group fall off or not, that manager is going to still be able to go back to that label with another group.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some strange shit, ain't it?
It is, man.
It makes you think. So, y'all know what's up, man. Y'all know what's up. And that comes straight from a YouTube program that I was reading called Music Business 101. I just happened to memorize it and basically put my own spin on it. It's not a spin. It's just me breaking it down like I understand.
Right.
From what, you know, I listen to and I study. So y'all got to do a little bit of research on your phone. Get into music book out there, right? And you can get the audio book online or you can read the book online. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's called You Need to Know About the Music Business. And
wow.
One of the chapters in there is management. So, you know, you really want to cover your bases if you're going for a deal. I would say it would be better to have a team set up. Like, this is my publicist. Contact my publicist or my secretary. See, the secretary could be the publicist. Secretary could be the trainer. She could be the one that can make sure that the money goes into the bank account and not into somebody's pocket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, as long as nobody controls the money, then the group can grow. You know what I'm saying? But as long as there's somebody controlling the money, then it's going to be hard for you to sign a deal with a label because a manager is pretty much going to try to get you as much exposure as possible, okay, in the beginning because now he want to play the promoter. But he got to get with the promoters in order to find these shows. You know what I'm saying? So being aggressive and all of that sometimes is great. But sometimes you got to pick and choose. You got to remember, there's 1,000 motherfuckers that are doing the same thing you do.
That's right.
So you might want to pick up on some of those that aren't. You know, you might want to find you some different ones and be a feature. You know, sometimes it works. I found that going to different cities, I would see... a hip hop group go in with like a rock hop group. You know what I'm saying? And by the end of the night, you know, even being the only black group there, the shit went down. And they ended up jamming with the white boys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the night, it was like, hell no, the motherfuckers love their music. And so where it seemed to be a bit uncomfortable, sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone. So go do a show in Hobnob, or go do a show in, you know what I'm saying, Kabuki, Idaho. You know, if they ask you to come, go.
Mm-hmm.
A couple fans out here in Wichita, Kansas, we like that jump around and go music. Why don't you come on down here and perform that song? We'll pay you $5,000. You go down there, you perform that song, guarantee you got a whole nother fan club right there in Wichita, Kansas, because them white people like
right.
So come on. Sometimes you got to get out that comfort zone, and a good manager is going to make sure that comfort zone is going to be far out of reach sometimes.
That's right. That's good, though.
You know? Oh, yeah. And I love that shit. I mean, all of that ties into having a good release. When you have a release party, a CD release party, I don't know how many songs people normally play, you know what I'm saying, but I would suggest having 5 songs.
Got you.
You know, I would suggest just 5 songs because if everybody hears every song you got on your CD, some of them might not like them.
That's right.
So I would have like 5 songs and then just, you know, just announce when it's time for another one of your songs. It's just supposed to be like a party. So you would figure that you would have a DJ there and you would be walking around and, you know what I'm saying, there would be different artists' music from the city. From the city. And then every now and then pop one of your songs in there and be like, yeah, there's another song coming off the album, so the city, boo, 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 boo. Cop this shit. I hope y'all love it. Let us know if you like it. Boom, boom, boom. And then drop.
Okay.
You know, it's more like, I wonder when they're going to play. When your next song will come out, man? You know what I'm saying? Because while they playing somebody else's shit, people going to be talking to you about, damn, that's a nice-ass song. But if every single song is yours, I think you would kind of wear the crowd out a little bit. So kind of mix it up, make it a party, stick some of your hits in there, I mean them hard hitters, and even though with your single, just keep stabbing your single so everybody, it'll get in everybody's head, and by the end of the night, they'll be all singing your single. You might even have to do a little quick performance just to blow it up some more. But it's just, it's all of that. See, a good manager could recognize that you could do that. He will understand how to get with the DJ and the sound people, or even tell your road manager, this is what we need from you. Get with the sound people, get with the DJ, this is how we going to do this. You know?
Okay.
Boom, bam. So, it all worked. It all worked, man. And I guess with that said, shit, I'm just going to sit back and relax for a minute.
Okay.
Understand, and right now you're going to understand it because, damn it, I had a good-ass time when I was listening to this song, and every time I play this song, man, it just makes me want to do what? Get on my knees. Hood Tunes Radio.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From Esther and friends to others. Says you can't build a business and grow, but our quarter is too strong, and just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Ballhead Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
D-Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Emacs, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not the Name Dropping.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Ron Boyd, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, Astu.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Al Fat, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, or Mainstays.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we right back to the Tunes Radio. That's a powerful song, man. Powerful song. Right now, I'm getting ready to do something that I haven't done in a while. We're getting ready to call Pastor Tom. He should be expecting a phone call from the switchboard, and we're getting ready to put that phone call out. All right, so y'all bear with me while I dial these numbers, and we will be with Pastor Tom shortly. We can't get him on the line.
Hello.
Pastor Tom.
Hey, what's up?
What's going down? What's going down, dog? This
thing, oh, nothing much. Enjoying this Cleveland weather.
Man, and you know it. Finally, it looked like it's going down. Straight up. So what's
you got that right.
Talk to us.
Well,
man. You got somebody on the line.
Say that again. I'm out and about.
You got the whole world on the line, man. Tell everybody about you.
I'm just out here, just doing this music and ministry right now. You know, for some people who may not know, I used to be a part of the Mo Thugs family, Rolling with Bone back in the day. And then God called me, you know, to ministry. And then now he got me back in the streets, you know, ministering to, people that was that's out there, you know, that's seeking change and deliverance, you know, and he used me through, you know, sermons and through writings and books as far as that and CDs and stuff like that, music.
And that's what's up. So, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. I get a lot of spins on that Change My Way song, you know what I'm saying? A lot of positive feedback, too. You know,
oh, man, much love. That's all right. That's all right.
So, where can we catch you? How can, you know, some of the people hear some of the other things you're doing? Or you got a website or email address?
Well, we upgrading the website. We upgrading that right now. But they can hit me up on Facebook, though. I'm on there every day right now. And then the CD, because when I made the CD. We actually made the CD just for, we pass them out, but they're available online, like on CDBaby.com and stuff like that, but mainly we just pressed them up and just passed them out, you know, everywhere we go, just gave them away and stuff like that, because, you know, we felt like it had a message in it that we wanted the streets to hear. That's why Lord Changed My Ways really is just talking about some real stuff as far as some of the stuff that I went through as far as out there hustling in the streets and stuff like that, and then how God pulled me out, you know. And but other than that, Facebook is good right now, and until PastorTomMinistries.com come back in effect, because we moved our church and everything, because right now we located in Euclid, Ohio right now, but we in between, because we on 55th between Superior and St. Clair. And now, in a couple of months, we're going to move back out in Euclid, because we was in Euclid. Then we went back to the hood. So we kind of everywhere in the city, a little bit of here, a little bit of there. But right now, we down on 55th until May, and then we're going to be in Euclid again.
All right, that's cool. That's a good thing, because they need you everywhere, all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Right.
I finally got a chance to get at you, homie. You know what I'm
saying? Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you out there, y'all doing y'all thing on the radio thing, you know what I mean? Because it gives a lot of artists a chance to get heard, because you guys are the ones paved the way. A lot of people don't know, man, that it's up to the DJs that make a lot of artists. A lot of people that's kind of hot and famous, if it wasn't for the DJs breaking them records, man, it would never be heard. And I have much love for that. Much love for them spins, man.
All day long. And as a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, we got you in the queue, but I had to switch pages a couple of times to get a good, and I have it. So let me get this here straight up together. So everybody really is liking this song, man, especially me. I like the song too.
Oh, man, much love. Praise God. Much love, man.
So really, though, it's
Lord, change my way. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. That's how we feel, man.
You know, Andy B brought this song to me. You know?
Right. That's my dude. Yeah, that's my dude, man. That's cool people right there, man. You rarely nowadays meet some real dudes, man. You know what I mean? And when you come across some real brothers, man, that's all right. You know what I mean? When you come past some real brothers, man, they're hard to find. There's a lot out there, but you know what I mean? When you come across a good brother, man, that's all right. And
hey,
Andy, a cool brother, man.
What's up? That's family right there. I want you to Al Porter Jr. Al, you still on the line?
Oh, I'm enjoying this conversation big time.
All right. What's up? What's happening?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. I mean, I have no... I'll say I have no choice that is of common sense. If I can enjoy this conversation, because I happen to be blessed to be Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, well as Chairperson of the Hip Hop Workshop, as well as, of course, blessed to do Al Porter Man in the Streets on Blog Talk Radio, produced by my man Emax, The Image.
Okay.
So my thing is, I appreciate the fact that you are a pastor who's out there in the streets, because we don't have enough pastors out there in the streets. And I feel like it's never too many if you're doing the righteous work and you're doing the right work. So when you hear somebody who's bringing a spiritual message to the masses, it causes people to pay attention, you know. So thank you, brother.
Hey, I appreciate that. Because I think that's why I thank God for so much, because I know I come from, you know, Cleveland, the St. Clair area, and I've done my thing, and it's not to say that I'm proud of it or even ashamed of it, because it's my past. But then now I understand why God called me to ministry, because I can relate to that, and I thank God for Him using me like that. And for the record, while you doing your thing, because I heard a lot about Black on Black Crime, I know I follow y'all. I see what y'all are doing out there. And I would love to, with anything that I can do to support you all, this radio station, whatever y'all got going on, I'm willing to be a part of the team, man. You know what I mean? Just because I'm tired of the we killing each other. We number four in the country for the murder rate. You know what I mean? And me and Andy be talking about this type of stuff, you know, at night sometimes. But it's so serious out there. We got sons, brothers-in-law sons and daughters and everything. And I do anything that I can do, bring to the table, you know what I mean, to support and help just to try to make a difference. You know what I mean? And I'll just, whatever way you want to do it, you can contact me or whatever. And if I can make it and do be some assistance and be a blessing to your organization, I'm with it.
Thank you so much. I promise you we will be in contact.
Yeah, I'm definitely with it. You ain't got nothing but a phone. You ain't nothing but a phone call away. I'm nothing but a phone call away, I just say. Phone call away. Yes, man, I appreciate it. I'm praying for y'all, and may God bless y'all for what y'all doing. You know, and let's just make it happen.
All right.
All right, that's what it's all about, man. It's all about network. And while we doing the network thing, what we want y'all to do is just sit back and listen as Pastor Tone put it down for you. My favorite track, Change My Ways, Pastor Tone.
No way. Amen. God be blessed, man.
You too.
Gotta change my life, I'm hustling. My money every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. Gotta change my life, I'm hustling. My money every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm on the block, I got my rocks. I wanna put them down, I wanna stop, I wanna give it up, I wanna walk away, I wanna live right, Lord, your way. I wanna change, I wanna be an honest man, but it seems the devil has his own plans for my life that ends in the early grave. But I heard Jesus, Son of God, says, I really need you more than ever. Wrap your love around me in the cold like a sweater. Make it better, I'm sick and tired of the game. I come up daily, but nothing in my life changed. I'm doing wrong, I'm out here feeling all alone. That's why I'm crying out to you, Lord, on this song. Just pick me up and show me a brighter day. It's dark in my life, Lord, change my ways.
Gotta change my life, I'm hustling. I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling my mind every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of drinking. Every time I take a sip, I sit back and start thinking of my life. Depression starts to creep in, telling me you really want your life to end. But that's a lie, I know that voice didn't come from God. But I try, gotta fight just to stay alive in this world, especially when this world's so cruel. In these streets, you gotta play by the rules. But I'm a fool, cause Lord, I know your word. Yet I'm out here in these streets, rolling, flipping birds. And have you heard? Our friends are in the pen of dead. They've been misled by something that the devil said. But you're the truth, the truth shall set me free. I'm searching for peace, Lord, can you come and save me? Release the pressure, the pain from within. 1 John 1:9, if I confess, you forgive my sins.
Gotta change my life, I'm hustling. I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Gotta change my life, I'm hustling. My mind every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Keep the wisdom in my life, but it's evil in my sight. So I pray to the Lord to bless my soul and take control. I know it's almost time to go. Rich in the depth, your word is kept by Jesus. Well, but I cannot slip and take a trip in the endless pit. Surrounded by hate, it makes me sick. Searching for peace, and I'm on my knees. God, help me maintain. In Jesus' name, and I want these sins within a burning flames. Gotta make a change, one life to live. And I give my all to you, a demon scheming, thinking it's us to slipping. It got me tripping. Take this proposition and listen. Just stay on my mission. He loses feud in my mental, polluting my temper. Remember there's life after death. Keep good health, now that's wealth. Don't play yourself, some time is left. Have peace with yourself. And every day I'm gonna pray to the Lord to change my ways. I'ma drop my guns and join the church and do it God's way. And then I change, I change into a better man. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out and grabbing my hand.
Amen.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Man, okay. And then, like, hey, man, you know, I know how it is, because I know the average brother that be out there in the streets, man, he some say, they say they want to be out there, man, but they just looking for a better way. A lot of them are fatherless, man. A lot of us just doing stuff because we're products of our environment. But deep down inside, man, we don't want to hurt each other, man. We do a lot of stuff, man, because we acting out, man, because we need love. And we don't get that.
So tell us about
God is love, huh?
Tell us about, you know what I'm saying? I know you busy in that thing, man. We just want to know, you know what I'm saying, what did you go through to get your cell phone? What happened, you know what I'm saying, while you was going through your thing trying to get on? You know what I'm saying? For you got down.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I said, where was you at? I mean, tell us about your struggle a little bit. You know what I'm saying? How you know what made you go into the direction you went to?
Okay.
Because a lot of people, you know, they hear you and they say, well, you know, yeah, I was down with Bone, you know, I did this. You know, a lot of people, even though we talk to different artists, you know, in different levels of the game, on different sides of the fence and everything, man, you know, sometimes. It's better for some of these artists to know, you know what I'm saying, that sometimes you go through some things, you know what I'm saying, you got to pay your dues in so many ways. So what kind of dues did you have to pay before you ended up, you know what I'm saying, with Bone? How did you get there?
Oh, how I get there? Well, first of all, I got a book, I got a book published called From Show Biz to Soul Biz, The Journey of the Rapper from Pastor. You know, that I'm gonna make sure I get y'all a copy of it. But it summarized some of the stuff, you know, what happened was with Bone and them, I was hustling in the streets in Cleveland back in the 90s, and I knew them because we was in the streets hustling on St. Clair. And what happened was we was doing stuff like that. I've been in music all my life, you know, talent shows, festivals, and singing and doing all that type of stuff back in the 80s with Silver Bee, booking shows and stuff, and just for years of doing that. And then when the game changed, like in the 80s, we were singing and breakdancing. And then in the 90s came with NWA and everybody else, you know, I'm out there selling crack. So it's like I'm not talking about I love you and I'm singing to girls like how we was in the 80s, because now we out there grinding. So the mentality changed, you know, and what happened was in 91 or 92, I was on Bone's first record called Faces of Death that Kermit at Dolls Rapper Creation had produced. This was like 92. And I was on a song called Everyday Things, and then I was just rolling with them that way. And then when we went, they went and met Easy, you know, that whole story. Actually, the group that I was in, Poetic Hustlers, was supposed to sign with Easy's Ruthless Records. But Easy had died. And then Bone started Mo Thugs, and that's how all we came. I was a part of a group called Poetic Hustlers on the first Mo Thugs Family Scriptures album. Before they blew up, we was in California homeless or out there grinding before they made it. You know, we was just all like one big clique grinding. And when they got on, that's why everybody bust through the door. Two True, Soulja Boy, Ken Dog, Poetic Hustlers, Graveyard Shift, and the list can go on, because we was one clique before all of it happened, really. And so what happened was they came out with Mo Thugs Family Scriptures, and that sold like 2 million albums, you know, and then we touring and everything. But the one thing about the music business is that it's a hustle, you know what I mean? But nowadays we live in a different time. So the dues that I pay, you still got to pay dues now. A lot of dudes say they want to rap and they want to make music, but I really look at it like I can check their fruit, like what they're doing, you know, because everybody want to get to the point where they like a Jay-Z or like a such and such and such and such. But then at the end of the day, are you going to put in the work? But see, my thing now, and this is no disrespect to anybody who's making music, you know, but a lot of the music now, and I was a part of that, and that's why I changed, and that's why I'm trying to make songs now that's bringing back the fun. I mean, we killing each other already. We dogging girls already. We not taking care of our children already. We in prison already. We got more black males in prison now than we had before the Civil War back in slavery. So now you got to look at it like, what's wrong with this picture? So we losing all our black males getting killed and everything. I don't want to be something to add. I don't want to be the wood adding to the fire. So I don't want to make songs talking about, yeah, I'm this and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, because now I'm influencing the younger generation. Now they're going to come up and glorify that, and we got to make a change. So I think that music is a blessing that if we can use it to turn around this madness. Ooh. You know what I mean? I don't want to be another – I got sons. I don't want them to be another statistic, you know, but if I make music – to glorify me selling crack, to glorify me selling weed, to glorify me being drunk, to glorify the more women I have. See, I'm raising my sons now that it ain't about how many girls you got to make you a man. It's about respecting and loving that one woman, marrying that lady, you know, respecting her. And that's what I'm trying to teach when I preach, when I go to the detention centers and the group homes and the shelters and everything. I'm trying to encourage men to be men. You know what I mean? And just because you are in a man body don't mean that you are a man. A man, and this is not disrespecting people, because this is what I had to learn. You know, that's why I'm talking about Lord change my way, because it's in God that you can find out what your purpose is. Because once a man, especially a black man, find out what his purpose and his calling is in life, that's a dangerous brother. The dangerous brother in the world is not the one that got the most money. The most powerful brother in the world is a dude that can think, man. If you can think, You know what I mean? And you can look and say, you know what, man? Nah, this ain't right. Nah, I know I was raised this way, but man, this ain't right. This ain't right. You know what I mean? So because now we want to be the one. So what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to connect and do my thing as far as trying to make a stop. I'm not shutting nobody down. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I do a song with anybody. You know, I was talking to Romy Rome a few months ago and Brothers for the Struggle, Pratt Attack. Well, he Pratt the Baptist now. Dude rapping about Christ now. But what I'm saying is I rapped it with anybody if we're going to make some positive music to try to change the situation. I'm not going to get on the song and glorify drugs and girls and this and that. We're going to get on a song and we're going to be used as a voice for the community. That's the reason why I don't sell my CDs. I just give them away because some people right now is not going to buy a song that's trying to make a difference. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We will buy a song talking about, you know, man, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm that. But at the end of the day, man, you know what I mean? That's all the stage. I was in the music business, man. I kicked it with everybody. Everybody, all that's a front, man. All that's a front. Not saying that dudes ain't real, but if Master P and them was really high all day long, they wouldn't be making the millions that they make. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to take care of your business. That's just a front, man. You know what I mean? But I'm not knocking them because it's entertainment. You know what I mean? Dre said that in the song. Dr. Dre said that in the song. All that's entertainment. You know what I mean? But when you look at it, the people in the streets, the brothers and sisters in the streets, they don't see it that way. They see it like, that's my life I'm going to live. So when we feel, as men, we feel less of men if I don't have the money Rick Ross got. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jack this dude for it, or I'm going to rob this dude for it, because we want something and we glorify something that is a fake anyway. You know what I mean? But then the reality, we ain't doing nothing but killing each other. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean? So now, I mean, this is, and when you hear that our city is number four in the country for murders, that's off the hook, man. You know what I mean? And they die every day. You know, but what I said is about the struggle, back to the question, is that, yeah, I went through it, but then God had turned me another way, man, because I could have lost my mind. I went through a depression because the devil, and once I started learning more and more about God, I started looking back, understanding why I went through and what I was going through, because the devil would take you to the mountaintop and say, you can have all this if you just glorify me. But what happened was, man, the record companies and all that stuff, man, is shiesty, you know what I mean? And then you fighting for your life. You know what I mean? You're trying to watch your back everywhere you go. You got dudes want to kill you, dudes want to rob you, every city you go to. You know what I mean? And then you look at it like, man, is it worth all that? But then the Bible says that life and death is of the tongue. So if I get on a record and say, nigga, if you come up to me, I got an AK-47 in them, you know, and so now when dudes see me, they gonna try to test me. And say, oh, man, this dude talking stuff. But then the reality, death and life is of the tongue. So if I speak it, why do you think Biggie dead? Life after death, he spoke that. Why do you think Pac dead? I see death around the corner. They spoke their destinies. The Bible says that death and life is of the tongue. So whatever you say out your mouth, that's what you're going to be. If I say I'm broke, you're going to be broke. If I say I'm nothing, I'm going to be nothing. If I say I'm this, I'm going to be, you're going to be whatever you speak out your mouth. But people don't know that. And we glorify what we're hearing on these records and stuff because that's the environment that we live in. But it's brothers like the Black on Black Crime and it's other brothers that's doing their thing in the streets, that this is the people that we need to support. These are the groups that we need to connect with and try to make a difference. Because I don't want to just rally up and have a candlelight vision when one of
right.
my brothers fall to the streets. Man, let's do it. I'm with the preventive stage. That's the reason why I be in detention centers or group homes and schools and stuff in the streets, because I want to try to talk to the kids before they get to the point where they just all out there like it's too late. I don't want to just preach at the funeral of a 16-year-old that got murdered. I want to talk to him
right.
before he get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, but that's what I'm saying. But like I said, I'm not putting nobody down. I'm not knocking them because I was there. But I just pray to God that God will just touch those that's gifted and talented to be a voice. And that's what I'm telling my son and his little crew. You know, I'm teaching them, like, man, listen, God is looking for some new leaders, man. He's looking for some people that's going to stand up and not be ashamed to rep some good stuff, man. You know, to say, hey, you know, I don't got to talk about killing, and I don't have to sell drugs, and I don't have to do that, you know, because we don't have to do that, man. We don't have to kill each other. The Klan don't even have to put a hood on no more.
No, nope.
Because right. We doing it.
We're switching ties.
We doing it, right. And then we doing it, but we killing each other. So now listen to this. The new Jim Crow law, man, is the penitentiary system. So if we can get y'all, if we can get everybody, this is what the government's saying, if we can get everybody to keep thugging and hustling, then we ain't doing nothing but making the system richer and richer, and we losing our people. But if we can get out there and try to teach, hey, man, you don't have to go to prison, man. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to do that. It's another way, but we need to show them another way. But if we as men can't stand up to be leaders and say, you know what, man, you know what, I'm going to own up to my actions. And that's what I did. People know where I come from. Only reason why I tell my story the way I tell my story is because I want people to know how far God has brought me from. When dudes, they can't look at me and say, hey, man, you was a square, you was in church all your life. No, I wasn't, dude. I flipped more birds than you probably will ever see. But at the end of the day, this is where God brought me from. Let you know that you don't have to do that. You know, and that's where Lord Changed My Ways came from, all that. I
love that. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people won't understand. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked you. You know, if I was to tell them, then it'd be a different story. You know what I'm saying? But I would rather you tell them. So now,
I appreciate you with this platform to be able to do it because, like I said, I'm not putting nobody down. I don't turn my nose up at people. I don't try to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. All I say is just look at what I'm doing and then be encouraged. You know what I mean? I don't judge people. I don't go around. You know what I mean? 95% of the members of my church was not in church at all. You know what I mean? It was just like, and that's not bragging on me. That's just saying, well, God, use me, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'm not ashamed, Lord. I'm not afraid, or Lord, I'm this and I'm that. Because God saved me, man. You know, I went through the thing with Bone, and I found the contracts and everything was wrong. And you know, he took me all around the world, and I get dropped right back off in the hood. I went through a depression, man. I could have lost my mind. And it's brothers that was in that Mo Thug clique that did lose their minds and did lose their whole way of life, because it's crazy to be somebody famous one day and then all of a sudden that changes. So I
right.
thank God because he kept my mind, my sanity. You know what I mean? I didn't get murdered all them nights we was shot at and all them nights that dudes tried to kill us and we got into it with Death Row and Wu-Tang Clan and all these different little things out there in the streets, you know what I mean, like that. And I praise God for that. But now I understand why he did that. He let me get so far before he pulled me out so he can put me right back into the streets to use me as a beacon of light. And that's what I've been doing for the past 7 years now.
Yeah, that's what's up. We need you out here, man. We need you out
thank
here.
You, man.
You can keep making that good music, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to definitely shoot you something
light.
Up here.
That's also light. Don't forget it. Now, that's your light. You know what I'm saying? That's your
that
light.
Music. The music.
You can't look at it like, you know, people won't, you know, just like you just said, you got to speak that shit out there, man.
Yeah.
So don't say, you know, people won't buy, you know, good music that is, you know, to help you out. If you don't think so, then they won't buy it. Now, if you positive
what?
About your talk, see, you
right.
just said,
I understand.
You just said,
yeah, I feel you.
I catch myself sometimes.
You saying some real stuff, man. Because you know, like I said, the only reason why I give them away is because. It's really it's a part of the ministry. It's not like I'm just trying
that's
to.
Okay,
maybe
say that then. Say that as part of the ministry. Don't say that won't nobody buy it from you, because guarantee you they will. But
right, right. I understand. Hey, I'm listening to you, brother. Listen, I feel you on that, and I'm gonna keep doing it. Right now, I'm working on some new stuff. And then as soon as I get it done, I will definitely shoot it to you first. You know what I mean? And let you see. Give me a feedback on what you think. You know what I mean?
All right, and you know that's what we're here for, man.
Right, man. I pray God. I'm be praying for y'all. Lift y'all up. Hit me up whenever y'all need me to do whatever.
We're gonna call you on the Wednesday night. We got a talk show,
okay.
And we need content just like you. You know what I'm saying? It's called Hood Talk Radio. So we're gonna call you up on the Wednesday night. Yeah, right now.
Maybe we'll catch you. Yeah, maybe we'll catch you at the next hip hop workshop when it's in Cleveland State on April the 6th.
Okay.
From 2 to 6 p.m.
That's
what
right.
day is that on?
That'll be a week from tomorrow, April the 6th. That's a Saturday. Main classroom building, large classroom, 136 at Cleveland State University, East 22nd in Euclid. That's 2 to 6 p.m. We'd love for you to come through there, do that particular track. You might run into a few people such as Suave Gotti, Silver B, quite a few other folks and other radio DJs as well.
Include
myself,
well,
we'd be glad.
Yeah, I would love to. Could you do me a favor? If
yes,
you
sir.
Will, be so kind, man. Write down, get my phone number, and just, I'm going to write it down because I'm driving right now, but that way I can come down there between 2 to 6.
We got the link up for you, fam. We're going to take care of that.
You got the link? Cook me up and then call me. Call me and leave a message on my phone. Huh?
I'll write through that for you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, and then I'll see you.
All right.
God bless y'all, man.
God bless you, too.
Y'all know what it is, man. That's Pastor Tone live right here.
Right.
And, you know, things just move in the way it's supposed to move, man. Ain't nothing different. Ain't nothing changed. You know how it goes.
Right.
You know how to call me at 646-478-0944. I'm glad. So we get a chance to talk to him, man. Finally got his number because that song changed my ways and something else. You know, he got other
stuff. Yes, it is.
But, you know, we like to talk to people first, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make sure. So, but that there is the cut. And
it is, man.
Let y'all know that we here every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And also Wednesday. From 9 to 10:30 with Hood Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. You got Al Porter's Man in the Streets, and I'm telling you, the shit is just blowing the fuck out. Last week, you kind of killed him, man. You kind of killed him this Monday, man. You know you did that, man. Fuck him up.
Oh.
You took the glove off after you smacked him a few times and hit him with the knuckles. Click, click, click.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Just killing him.
We're ready for him now, man. We ready. The question is, are they ready for us? And then the statement following that is, we don't care.
It's funny, though. It's funny, man, because there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in our city. You know what
right,
I mean? And
right.
I mean, it has been some crazy shit going on in our city. And
yes,
we're going to keep tabs on that. Because I got to get it's a few things that I'm going to talk about. But I'll wait until Wednesday night to get into them because there's some changes going on. I'm trying to find a place and I'm trying to find where I'm going to begin with this. You know what I'm saying? So
it's going to be deep.
Yeah, it's going to be deep, man. It's gonna be deep.
Got you.
So, we got a few minutes left to go on the show, and I want to play this song, man, because it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's one of those wind-down songs, you know what I'm saying, for y'all get ready to get up and get out of here. So, I know you're trying to get yourself together. Here's a thinking song. We just had a thinking conversation. So, think about it.
Yeah, I was watching
the
news today. Thinking about Coach Kent saying, some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
block and getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie back. Of the mirror of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can't. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand trick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Locker room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Against the grain,
yeah. I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lames, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something. Life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud, they song saying that they did that. That's when they play with their demons in the closet, doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you? My career don't involve around that. That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it. Coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
Wonder and try to find out who I am. You will see who I am. I will tell you who I am.
gambit. My rhymes travel vortex beats never seen yet. Bet if we was gambling, gather to come and handle them. Brandishing a weapon, a stepping with two fists. Watch this, all my real niggas gon' cop this. Hot like fish grease, to the day I deceased. Increasing my profits, rocking beats plus other hustles. Like the Circle and Wayne, need my money in double bags. Boy, I'm about to get it, and sit it to the side. Have that shit if I got to. Send my daughter to college when she 18. I mean, the verses are mean, so it would seem. And that a nigga that's gonna get the cream. I gleam cause I grind and shine cause I go hard. And niggas used to talk down, they sick like, oh God. And broadside, I used to kick it with having a heart attack. Like, damn, this nigga getting it. My dumb ass ain't know how to act. Black skill, put the mic down. Nigga, I'm here now. Nigga, straight clowns, y'all can listen to my shit now. Vow to keep it G until I leave upon the planet. Then I'll be a star shining. Planet, Jack Cannon. Gambit, my mental cause ripples across space and time. One line and you'll find I'm out my motherfucking mind. I was trying to stay alive from 16 to 25. I shot it out with niggas. Serenity came in 05 in the form of a daughter by the same name. Named it that because she brings peace to a deranged brain. I maintain my focus. Since then I had to keep it pushing. Get my mind right, money right, some shit cooking. Some of my niggas still cooking, some still feeling the killing. Some young niggas can't still see the vision, so they thinking shit sweet. See me chilling with the children, cause I got a little older. Fuck with them and I'ma kill them. Nigga, trust me, I just be thinking on my mathematics. Getting paid all day, got 8 ways to get the cabbage. Savage on the inside, exterior cool as ice. So people think I'm laid back and women think I'm nice and enticing. But rub me the wrong way, catch an uppercut like I was Tyson. Now pick your teeth up, cause I came to enlighten. But see the G in me when push, start wars like Bush. Niggas don't understand how hard I'm about to push. D-Cab, bitch, you know who I am, I'm about to show you what's going on. Nigga, you ain't got no shit like this. Nigga, Cambit, nigga, hit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 646-478-0944. And y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, you like the image you got out. It's Pastor Tom Knight, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And be in the house. I'll be here tonight. Y'all know we'll be back tomorrow and shit. Something special for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just the, so y'all know what's up, man. Y'all keep on and check us out. We appreciate all our new listeners. We appreciate those that's online with us. And
right.
I'm going to make sure you get that number tonight. And,
cool.
That, you know what I'm saying? You can text them and y'all can, you know, talk about y'all, what y'all want to do. And,
cool.
You know, cut middleman. I ain't got to be involved. I got y'all.
just text me whatever or call and we'll work it out. And, hey. Hood Tunes Radio, because they used to roll it on. That's it.
I'm saying whatever I had to say. All right, y'all. It's your boy E-Max, man. We only got a few seconds left to go. My motherfucking fellow job off in the middle of what I expect. So y'all know what to do, man. Hit us up tomorrow. Check us out. We love you. Peace. It's your boy E-Max. Eddie B in the house. And we out. Yeah.